Cleland, who lost both legs and one arm in Vietnam, has faced attacks on his own war record. He spoke to about 100 veterans outside the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison on Sunday. He said the Swift Boat Vets for Truth ads are funded by the same Texas supporters of President Bush who funded attacks on him in his failed re-election bid in 2002 and on Republican Senator John McCain during the 2000 presidential primary.
So when George Bush gets in trouble, he cranks up his slime machine. It worked against John McCain, it worked against me, but it's not going to work this time because we're out here fighting back.
Cleland called the ad an effort to divide veterans the way the Vietnam War divided the country, and he says veterans will fight back by questioning President Bush's military record.
We can't find George Bush's records. Where are his medals for heroism? There are none. John Kerry had noble service in Vietnam, and those of us, 3.5 million of us, are veterans of that war. And when you attack one, in many ways you attack all. And that's why so many of us are out on the road now saying, please, Mr. President, take these ads off the air.
The Bush campaign has tried to distance itself from the veterans group that sponsored the anti-Kerry ads, but so far the president has not explicitly denounced them. He has said he believes Kerry served honorably. One of John Kerry's so-called band of brothers also spoke at the Sunday rally. Jim Wasser served on Kerry's Swift Boat in Vietnam during the time he earned some of his medals. He says the charges in the Swift Boat ad are false.
John Kerry didn't lie to us 35 years ago, and he's not lying to us today.
While Cleland and Wasser's attacks on the attack ad drew applause, some veterans say they don't believe either candidate's war record should be an issue in the election. 73-year-old Dale Hunt of Madison is a World War II and Korean War veteran.
To me, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. It's nonsense to dig up something. I mean, all of us there. I've served overseas 3.5 years from the time I left this country till I got back, and I got a couple of ribbons and medals, and if I was running for public office, I couldn't care less if they brought it up or not. It wouldn't be relevant to the fact of whether he qualified to run for the office or not.
Other veterans at the rally said Kerry's Vietnam experience would make him a more reliable commander-in-chief. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.